God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Kukuk Aru! You're in the heavenly realms of the dog poet kennels this evening. We're howling at the full moon, hanging out of a school bus window for the entertainment and delight of a car full of blue-rinsed dowagers. Maybe that full moon is gone now. Whatever the case, I'm still here. And where is here? The one thing we can always be certain of in respect of here is that it will never be there. And where is there? The one thing we can be sure of in respect of there is that it will never be here. You can call me Mr. Convoluted at this point. We're hovering in the saucer pod this evening above Tel Aviv. Our fingers nervously toy with the laser controller as we debate increasing the intensity to vaporize. That is the one thing that would bring me a measure of happiness, to see that country reduced to a sheet of fused glass. I like to think I'm an empathetic and compassionate person. However, my empathy and compassion, my Avalokiteshvara factor, is reserved for the human race and the animal kingdom, not for those who prey upon them. The golden age cannot arrive until the agents and architects of the long-enduring dark ages have been dispensed with. You can't walk around in your house in your bare feet when there are alligators submerged in your carpet. You can't dine serenely when there are swine snorting and rooting under your dining table. You can't have peace and prosperity when there are those whose prosperity and your poverty come out of the economies of war. There are men in suits sitting at teak, mahogany, and redwood conference tables who map out strategies for the deaths of many tens and hundreds of thousands, millions even, in order to line their pockets with the swag from these conflicts, and who experience not the slightest twinge of conscience from these things. These are men who parade around behind the false fronts of charities and phony democracy movements like George Soros, while spreading death and disorder in all directions. These men are the bankers and politicians who mince about in fabricated respectability, making a big deal out of all of their good works, like Bill Gates. What bizarre process brings us men and women like John Kerry and Senators McCain and Graham, Peter King, House of Representatives, Susan Rice at the United Nations, and Hillary Clinton, not to mention toads like Margaret Thatcher, who together with Ronald McDonald Reagan ushered in the age of poisonous greed and sociopathic indifference to one's fellows. They are lauded as heroes by people too stupid to chew gum and pat their heads at the same time. Oh, yeah. These are the sort of people who chant, USA, USA, at bombed marathons. Never in history, as far as I know, has a country descended into such a Kafkaesque purgatory with so many deserving dingbats riding the Titanic of this doomed ship of state. Ignorance and torpor are the iceberg, put there by Goldberg. No, Make that Goldman Sachs with the permission and support of the raped and ruined who cheer from the sidelines in parched and hoarse voices crying, "Do me! Do me! My God is the big stupid. I go to the First Church at dumb. I have made my country unlivable for anyone but ourselves. We have turned the country into a giant Mississippi and Alabama, conjoined like stunted twins from the planet Moron. It beggars belief. It is a mind-blowing contradiction. One can't possibly remain alive and yet lack even the basic intelligence of four-legged creatures. I ponder this mystery at odd hours. Why are some of us immune to this condition? Is there something in the water or the atmosphere which only affects particular DNAs? Even when I didn't know anything at all, I was never this stupid. Even in my moments of greatest derangement, I was never this crazy. I know there are people who think I'm crazy who have, themselves, never encountered sanity yet in their lives. But since they are surrounded by people like themselves, the extremes of abnormal pass us for normal. It was on one of my early acid trips that it dawned on me that I was trapped in a planetary-wide insane asylum. This required me to assume a disguise for the purpose of passage. Anyone who wants to get to the place they really want to get to, not the place that the world has convinced them they should be headed for, must develop an unswerving persistence to swim against the current, to move in the exact opposite direction as everyone else is going, and at the same time not run into anyone and not call attention to yourself. Well, I've never been very good at that. I've been especially talented at attracting the attention of the authorities. It seems this is only the case in the disunited states, though. In Europe, I have this aura of protection, and usually nothing of a negative sort can approach me. The reverse turned out to be true in Mexico and India. It's like those countries have a mind of their own concerning me. Everywhere I go, the climate is radically different from somewhere else. In the UK, where I expected it to be draconian and invasive, it was mild and embracing, and the same was true of Romania. I cannot make head or tails of what may or may not await me in any given location, except to say that the vibrations seem to indicate fair sailing in the southern hemisphere and not so placid in the northern hemisphere, except when it is. I'm sure that makes a great deal of sense, doesn't it? Another mystery that is with me near constantly is, how can it possibly be taking so long for the crocodile swine to be translated into handbags and silk purses? There's this massive foot dragging going on, as if an army of Lilliputians was trying to haul an enormous troll uphill in January. Of course, the thing is that there are a great many trolls and only so many Lilliputians. I find it hard to imagine that God is asleep at the switch somewhere while these psychopathic miscreants are stealing everything that isn't nailed down and then going back for crowbars for the rest of it all. All through the 80s, after Reagan and his minions of filthy lucre butt clowns took all restraints and restrictions off of the capacity of these freaks to do whatever they wanted, terrible things ran rampant over the looted and benighted landscape. It wasn't enough, though. So in came the real president of the disunited states, one of the architects of the Kennedy assassinations, and offenses too numerous to mention, and that would be George Herbert Johnny Stroll Walker Bush. That wasn't enough, so in comes Mr. Murder Incorporated, Bill, give me a couple more of those Big Macs and a pink slime shake, Clinton, with his Elizabeth of Bathory wife, rubbing her hands together like Lady Macbeth, and asking whether or not all the perfumes of Arabia can wash these bloodstains from a set of hands that would make Joan Rivers blanch, and there are very few facelifted witches of her low caliber around. Where do these people come from? Never mind. Let us continue. So Bill, America's not-so-first black-hearted president, is followed by America's first retarded president, who said to himself, or maybe someone else said to him, let's take all the restrictions off of everything that stands in the way of us stealing with impunity, anything and everything we want, owned by anyone and everyone who isn't us. Let's remove all restrictions from the FCC. Let's get rid of habeas corpus, posse comitatus, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, taxes for the rich, every limitation previously placed on corporations. Man, let's have the nine vultures on the Supreme Court just make it a law that corporations are now people and have the same rights once possessed by actual citizens, have them conferred upon them. In the background, you can hear a near-religious chanting by a brigade of ten-fingered sloths with enormous stomachs riding in the kiddie seat section of the Walmart shopping carts. We're talking miles and miles of cold packs of sadder but no wiser beer. and the 55-gallon drum family-sized packs of Cheetos and fried pork rinds, along with 100-pound Snap and Crackle bags filled with Castrato's screaming chitterlings. One of the things I notice over here in the supermarkets are the 10,000 varieties of pork products, hideous culinary experiences from the Dr. Caligari cabinet of Martha Stewart's darkest dreams. It is amazing how many things you can do with pork, and all of them pornographic. It's like dining out every night with Al Goldstein and Sarah Silverman. Someone is letting these free-range weasels forage at will across the bent and twisted countryside of a place that used to be someplace, but is now worse than nowhere. I used to think I could learn something from the metaphysical sciences like astrology and whatnot, but most every reading I get does not match up with what I run into. Sometimes it seems like the results predicted are being delayed in the same way that all the things we have been expecting are delayed, which makes no kind of mathematical sense whatsoever. It used to be that I had to behave badly in order to bring negative heat down on myself, although sometimes I didn't have to do much of anything because my very vibration sent out waves of bad polarity to the blue meanings. Now things are happening without my having to do anything, and they have nothing to do with blue meanings, but rather to do with formerly close friends, case in point. There's a fellow I've known in the area where I live for a couple of years now. We hung out together on a regular basis and took a lot of trips together. I had dinner at his house on several occasions and also brought friends over from distant lands, and a good time was had by all. Before I went to India, he told me I shouldn't stay more than 2 weeks, I guess because he'd miss me. I told him I was planning on staying for 6 months. He thought that was a very bad idea. As it turned out, I spent less than 2 months, and my last communication with him was about my returning, and he said, "Great, look forward to seeing you." I was looking forward to seeing him. I get back and try to make contact and hear nothing from him. 6 weeks go by, and he is in my thoughts daily. I write his daughter a couple of times and get no answer there either. I begin to assume he is dead or has contracted some terrible disease that renders him disconsolate and not in the mood to talk to anyone. I drive by his house but don't go to the door. I just sort of drive by and then go home. The other day I'm trying to call Suzanne on the phone, and little do I realize that his number is right below hers, and by accident I hit that number. I didn't realize we had his number. He answers the phone and I go, "Good grief, what's going on?" He says, "Sometimes there isn't anything left to say." Then he says he'll come over that weekend. I know he's not going to, and he doesn't. We were close, I thought, and nothing happened to cause any of this. There was no event. I was very concerned about him. I thought he might be dead, and all I wanted to do was go to his gravesite and pay my respects. I'm left shaking my head in mystification. So I'm supposed to go to the UK and record my songs over with a musician there who has invited me to come and stay for a bit. Not long ago, I get an angry letter from him for not answering an email, which I never got. I explained that to him, didn't mollify him, and now he won't answer me. In tandem with this, I start to wonder about all the other people I haven't heard from, and I start to think this is happening with everyone. Thankfully, I have now heard from some number of these people, and everything is fine with them. That's a load off my mind. These are really crazy times, and I must say, interestingly, I've been behaving better than at any time that I can remember, and apparently that is the wrong direction for me to be moving in. Today I get an email from Suzanne that tells me she had a dream about me and I was in trouble, and she has the vibe that I'm in trouble and I'm not being honest with her. She's taken off for Italy for 3 weeks or so, and more than a week past the time frame that she said she would be gone in, and I'm here taking care of the house, feeding her mother every day, putting her to bed, seeing everything here, and I'm being subjected to paranoid delusions based on flawed remote viewing while I'm right here and the person who would know how things are. Now, I don't want to come off as one more disgruntled customer in the outhouse crapper department store of existence, but it is more than passing strange, the things going on these days, and I just swim with the current. It's got to lead somewhere, even though I believe I did mention that one should be going in the opposite direction to that which, in fact, everyone else is swimming, but actually, I am talking about drifting on the reverse current, because that's how I float these days. By this time, everything has gone to full automatic with me, but for some reason, the universe has gone full entropic in both directions. I can't imagine it's going to stay that way. There must be some message here, but it appears to be written in ancient Atlantean, and the soundtrack is in bad Esperanto. Hopefully, the listener is picking up on the fact that I am in relatively good humor, a little perplexed, but hanging in there like bullet-ridden laundry on a Sarajevo wash line. Well, I guess this is one of the strangest radio shows I've ever done. Sometimes it just turns out that way. I, I can safely and sincerely say that this is definitely one of the strangest time zones I've ever passed through, and I've definitely passed through some strange time zones, more so than anyone I know. Strange is normal and ordinary for me, so when I say this is strange, it has to be really strange. What is one to do? I can't troubleshoot things like this because one has no idea what is going on. Ergo, one must simply ride the tides and hope some mystical island will appear out of the mist that seems to have fallen down from nowhere. Thankfully, it's not the same mist that has fallen on the general public. We do have to count our blessings. Is anyone else experiencing such bizarre astral weather? We teeter on the brink of dozens of potential disasters percolating all over the known and unknown world. It's like some Buster Keaton type of drunk, magically leaning past all of the laws of physics, and possibly still not falling, only to right himself into another direction, leaning over another precipice. It's enough to make one dizzy and on the verge of nausea. It carries on from day to day. It becomes more and more absurd. All of our leaders have become cartoon characters, nightmare cartoon characters. Where is the director? Where is the invisible, omnipresent director? Out in the streets, life goes on the way it always has. People seem unconcerned and unconnected to all of the unusual things that are taking place. The Gulf of Mexico is nearly dead. The honeybees have been killed off by Monsanto. The livestock has all been poisoned by hormones and is being mixed in with all kinds of unusual meat from all kinds of places. The Pacific Ocean is teeming with radiation. The skies are filled with aluminum particles and strips. Supposedly, this is to avert global warming, which actually doesn't exist. And anyone with a brain knows what happens to you if you use aluminum cookware. One can expect that something diabolical of similar mendacity is also taking place in the skies. We have this lady that stays in the apartment downstairs. She's been helping out while Susanna's away, and she's been a great help. However, she has a tendency to take over, so 2 nights ago she takes it upon herself to put Lisa Loke to bed at 9:30. Last night she put her to bed at 9. Tonight I go downstairs and find she's putting her in bed at 8 o'clock. She never goes to bed before 11, earliest 10:30 or so, and I kind of went off on her and had this long protracted conversation in German. She doesn't speak English, and it seems like one bizarre thing after another is coming through the bathroom window. And I'm trying to surf it all, the riptides, the undertows. I wonder when the testing's going to end. I spend most of my days thinking about the divine, communicating with the divine, trying to get in alignment with the divine, and yet the Herculean, Promethean struggles continue. Meanwhile, I keep hearing it will all be over soon, and I will never have to concern myself with any of these things again. I'm going to have to go with that. The real reason I'm talking about all this tonight is due to what I've been hearing from readers in recent days. So many of us are going through similar things. It's good to point this out. It makes it a little more understandable. I'll make it through. Most of you will make it through, and we're doing this together, and that is why I try to be totally transparent about the things going on in my life, and regardless of what anyone at a distance may think, to always tell the truth about events and conditions. This tends to make me less palatable as a guru figure and more of the appearance of a Mad Hatter or some character out of a fractured fairy tale or a fable, and I'm good to go with that. No matter what your troubles may be, my dear friends, and no matter how dark the road of the moment may seem, at this time, there is so much that we do not see, which would assuage our fears and grant us a measure of serenity if we could only see them. And that is why the power and presence of faith is such an important acquisition to possess. That and a not-for-sale integrity. The angels smile on that sort of thing. Okay, we've come to the end of another broadcast, and you'll hear me next week if there is one. And a broadcast markedly different from this one, I hope. That said, may the light of the internal sun shine forth from your hearts and take you safely over all those many rivers to cross. That said, Hare Krishna! Om Amitabha! Hail, Lord Jesus Christ! Greetings, my Lord Ganesh! Alhamdulillah! And carry on, Baha'u'llah! There is but one God with many names. Aloha and Aru!
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.